Dan Coe with the Space Telescope Science Institute in Baltimore. You work with the Hubble Telescope, and we understand there's been an exciting new development. What happened?
That's right, Steve. Well, we've discovered what we believe is the most distant galaxy yet discovered, and it's the second discovery from this new program that we've led out of Baltimore. It's called the CLASH program, and it's exciting because previously we'd only found one galaxy within the first 500 million years of the universe since the Big Bang. And I say only one because really we'd expected to find six in the ultra-deep field, which we now call the extreme deep field, and other fields. And now with this new program, we've found two more, and we're using these cosmic telescopes to help magnify the distant universe.
Cosmic telescopes? That sounds unusual.
We boost the power of the Hubble telescope with these cosmic telescopes. They're massive galaxy clusters that bend space and time, and light from distant galaxies follows these curvatures in space-time to us, and they actually take multiple paths, and this massive cluster acts as what we call a gravitational lens, and so it magnifies the distant universe according to Einstein's relativity, and so we see these magnified objects, and we're able to detect them more efficiently and more confidently.
Well, you're really looking back in time, aren't you?
That's right. So we're looking back to when the universe was only 420 million years old, which seems really old, but the universe is 13.7 billion years old. So we're observing the universe as it was some 13.3 billion years ago. So this is really a fossil record of what galaxies looked like back in the early universe.
What are you learning from this?
So galaxies were a lot smaller back then, and they don't look like typical galaxies you see nowadays. They don't look like the Milky Way. They don't yet have these ordered spiral arms. But they're less than a percent the size of the Milky Way, both in terms of diameter and in terms of mass. And so they're a lot smaller back then. But they were forming stars at a more vigorous rate, and that's it for their size, and that's how we're able to see them.
And so do you suspect or imagine that there are other galaxies or objects farther away from this one or these that you're observing now?
Matter of fact, the fact that this one exists and we're seeing them in these numbers suggests that there are many more, and so that we can push it even further with the Hubble telescope, and then ultimately with the James Webb telescope, we should be able to find many more distant galaxies.
So what is next for Hubble? You're probing deeper, I assume.
If we have another survey like this, we could hope to discover another few more of these galaxies, maybe another 10 or so galaxies even, and we could really start to study these galaxies in some detail, and we could really know for sure whether we're observing the first galaxies or whether there are a lot more at that time, and we can push it back even further with the James Webb Telescope.
Well, Dan Coe, you've blown my mind anyway. We appreciate your telling us about these new discoveries.
Great. Thank you very much, Steve. It's great talking to you.